But if you're not scoring board, then you got to be reliable defensively. And BJ's just trying to impress that on his group. Adam Gaudette also scored a goal last night, but was on the edge for a couple against. Not in the lineup.
So Jarvis with a centering pass. And that's tapped right on goal. Jesper Foss turned away. Now Formanton back the other way. Moves in. Scores! Alex Formanton!
Slavin gets it to Svechnikov, back to Slavin. Slavin thinks about a shot. Now he'll risk one deflected wide by Aho. Kept in at the point. Good hustle by Slavin. Gets it to Aho. He works it across there. And score! Number 100 for Teuvo Teravainen for his career. As Max Lajoie found a lane and got a shot through. Now we find Max Lajoie with our camera. Back up top. Aho. Dusting it off. He'll risk one deflected. Forsberg gets in. They score!
Max Lajoie. He had the initial chance. He comes up with puck retrieval. You have the net front you've had all night. Jarvis gets a piece. And Svechnikov does the rest.
You knew it was coming, but...
Now here comes Ottawa. Patterson sends it ahead. Norris in a backhand shot. Stopped by Rantz. A rebound. Score! Drake Patterson comes right back. And Ottawa's back in front. Just like that.
Slavin has it. Slavin gets it to Natchez. Natchez taking a peek. Back to Slavin. 25 seconds left. Slavin all the way across. Teravainen. Teravainen. He risks one. That doesn't get through. Puck comes to the boards. It's a race. Kachuk gets to it. And he'll backhand it easily into the Kane zone. So no icing in just 10 seconds left here in the game. Last gasp for the Canes. Coming up with the puck. It's Trocheck. Tries to leave it for Aho. But Kachuk gets in the way of it. He'll throw this into the Canes end. And Ottawa comes into Carolina and steals this one. 3-2.
This is the Canes Corner Podcast with host Adam Gold, presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. The Canes Corner Podcast is part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, Adam Gold.
Welcome to the Canes Corner Podcast. I am Adam Gold from a very quiet PNC Arena. And actually, there's nobody here anymore except for the cleaning crew. The Hurricanes fall to the Ottawa Senators 3-2. That's right. The Hurricanes fall to the Ottawa Senators by a 3-2 score. I'm going to say it right off the bat before we get into the details. I'm not sure all of you are going to like what I have to say. Anyway, we're brought to you by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. If it's for the exterior of your home, you can find it at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Siding, roofing, entry doors, storm doors, gutter helmets, you name it. They've got it at aluminumcompany.com. Go online for a free no obligation estimate, aluminumcompany.com. I'll just say that one more time. All right. Should never lose to the Ottawa Senators. Senators have been struggling. I think 1-9 in their last 10, 4-15-1 overall. But let's add a win to the column. Now 5-15-1 overall. They weren't very good tonight. But Anton Forsberg, Hurricanes legend, he was good tonight. I don't think he was, like, amazing. But he made some good saves, made some really nice saves. And, I mean, I wouldn't, like, the best goaltending performance I have seen this year against the Hurricanes was Carter Hart, when Philadelphia won here about 3 weeks ago on a Friday night. To me, that was the best goaltending performance that we have seen. I thought Forsberg was good. I thought Forsberg was solid. But, man, the Hurricanes had 1,000 chances to score tonight. So, I mean, I understand you have to score. I mean, that's how they decide who wins. And because the Hurricanes couldn't score, they didn't win. But I don't think it was a bad performance by Carolina at all, which I know people are going to... I mean, I'm reading through... Alec Campbell sitting down right now. We're not wasting any time here tonight. Normally, I make people wait sometimes 25 minutes to hear from Alec Campbell. Tonight, they get Alec Campbell right out of the gate. Hold on one second. Why isn't that? You know what? Here's why. Because if I don't plug this in, Alec, this is live live podcasting, ladies and gentlemen. If I don't plug that in, they can't hear what you have to say. Try it now.
I said, what a treat that they get me so early in the podcast.
Yes, yes.
I bet
yes.
Everyone's thrilled, I'm sure.
So,
By the way, I have to eat a hat tonight.
You have to eat a hat?
At some point. Because I said, well, someone had tweeted me during the game that said, after the first period, they said, panic time.
Right.
It was a listener to the podcast and the show, Matt, who I believe lives up in Ohio somewhere these days, but still follows the Canes.
Really?
And I told him, nah, tonight they're going to get him to go. It's not time to panic because the period I just watched tells me that they're going to get something to go later in the game.
Yeah.
I said, if I'm wrong, I'll eat my hat.
Well, you don't have a hat.
Not right now. I don't.
So, but if you don't ever get one, see, you have a hat. I've seen you wear your Pinehurst hat.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to eat that. I'm sure it's delicious.
I'm not going to eat that, although it would give me a reason to buy a new one.
You know, what you could do is you could get one of those, they have chocolate hats that you put little ice cream in, little chocolate dish. I'm making this up. I'm not even sure any of that is true. All right, let's, here's the problem. I'm going through my timeline. And I'm not going to read names, but I'm just going to read some tweets. Let's see here. Canes are making every goaltender look like an all-star. I mean, some of that is true. In terms of a stat sheet, yeah, they made Anton Forsberg look like former Hurricane. Mm-hmm. 47 saves tonight. They did that like... Can you recall the really good goaltending performances against Carolina this year? Carter Hart here. Yeah,
that's one of them. That one stands out.
Philip Grubauer in Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, Carolina was the better team. They just lost that game because of Grubauer.
Mm-hmm.
Just like here with Philly. I'm not entirely sure that what is the game they just... Oh, in Dallas. I mean, I didn't think that Holtby was great. I think Holtby made a bunch of saves, mm-hmm. but he didn't make anything spectacular until late.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Carolina was better tonight, obviously, against a much lesser team than they were in Dallas. But I didn't hate Carolina's game tonight.
No.
Connor says, starting to make that 9-0-0 start look like a fluke.
Well.
James, no excuse. You can't play like this. Like, that's the worst. You can't lose to Ottawa. This isn't a playoff team. Like, people, get a grip.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad stretch in the season. I do think it's a little disconcerting because this is one of those games and one of those teams. But, hey, man, listen, we were saying this today on the show. Like, those dudes get paid to play, too. There was... Yeah. A game earlier here at PNC Arena against the Coyotes, which took a Brett Pesce point shot with like 5 minutes to go in the game to win it 2-1. And at that time, they had not even won a game yet on the season.
Correct.
So all these games that you look on paper and you say, well, this is a team they should beat. Yeah, it is, but it's professional sports. You can lose on any given night to anybody in the league. That said... It's one of those games where a loss says more than a win does. Like, a win against Ottawa is unimpressive.
Correct.
A win, you know, nobody says anything. Well, you're supposed to beat that team. A loss looks a little bit worse. So I don't necessarily know how to take it completely. I also think it's a little disconcerting based on what's coming up next week with the trip they've got going out west. But again...
Without D'Angelo and Pesce.
Yeah, but again, it's one of those games where I do think they played well.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
And I do think they got chances, and I do think eventually they're going to go in if they keep doing what they're doing. Yeah. Just
they
like,
even got traffic tonight.
Yeah, look at the second goal they scored tonight. Was it Jarvis and Svech had traffic in front of the net? So, I mean, they had guys going. I liked Aho. I liked Teravainen. I liked Svechnikov tonight. I thought they were good. They're just, I don't know what else to say about it. They just kind of like Roddy after the game. He's like, I'm at a loss a little bit because I know we're playing well. We're just not getting the results. And it's even more frustrating that way. But, you know, and at the end of the day, you got to get the results. So I'm a little tired of the, well, we're getting the chances. We're playing the right way. We're doing all the right things. But you're not winning. You're not scoring. And now this is three in a row. It's four of your last five. You know, you're 1-4-1 in your last six.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do look down there and go, I mean, they could have won the game. They should have won the game.
Well, I'm not saying should have won in Dallas. I think that the game at Dallas was a little bit different in that I thought Dallas kind of, to use a soccer term, parked the bus in the even in the second period. I just thought they sat back. Third period, definitely they were trying to get out of there with a win and not leave themselves exposed. And the Hurricanes peppered a lot of shots, but I didn't think it was as good. Tonight, almost all of their shots on goal seemed to be coming from the slot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were in the middle of the ice tonight. And that's why, like, again, far lesser team than the one they played Tuesday in Dallas. Far lesser team. Not even close.
Yeah.
So this is the game that they should have played, but it's also the game that should have produced five goals or more, and they end up with two. And it was sort of a frantic get to two. Here, to me, is the disappointing part. And it's not the two own goals, because we could talk about that. The disappointing part is how you allowed the first goal and how you allowed the third goal.
Yes.
And these are the things that when it's not going well offensively, you can't overcome the defensive mistakes. So the game in Dallas, I thought their defense was pretty good. The six guys they put on the ice. Tonight, I think this is telling. I would had run this by somebody else earlier, and I got a, well, I don't think so, but I'm not going to be deterred by this.
You dug in.
I am dug in. Jacob Slavin played 29 and a half minutes tonight. I'll say that again. He played half the game tonight.
Yeah. Well, he played like 9:30 something in the first period.
Right.
Skated 1.32 miles or something, I saw.
So if I told you going in that all of your right shot defensemen weren't going to play.
He also played on the power play.
Yeah, he did. But still.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just.
It's time of the
game. It's the same amount of minutes.
Time of regardless. The game. Regardless. Who do you think, knowing who Carolina dressed tonight, who do you think should have been the number two guy in terms of ice time?
Probably like a Shea or.
Right. Remember when Slavin didn't play in the playoffs?
Yeah.
For those games? Brady Shea was logging like 27 minutes.
Yeah.
Shea was third in ice time. He didn't even get to 20 tonight. Ian Cole played 20 minutes. Cole was one of the victims on the third goal. He and Jordan Staal.
Right.
At center ice. But Shea was on the ice for the first goal. He and Brennan Smith. By the way, Brennan Smith played just over 12 minutes tonight.
How many did Jalen Chatfield play?
Just over 15. Maxime Lajoie played 14:54. So in a game in which you knew Carolina, you knew Rod Brind'Amour and Tim Gleason were going to lean on their bigger guys because you're missing so much.
Mm-hmm.
Shea wasn't second on the team in ice. And that, to me, explains he only had just over 4 minutes in the first period. It was an incredibly low total for Brady Shea. Slavin did play half the period, but it wasn't a great night for him.
No, it Brady wasn't a great night for Brendan.
And it was a terrible night for Brendan. And again, they were victimized on the first goal. I think Shea, and to use Trip Tracy's term, built a game. I think he got better as the game wore on. But
those guys got split up.
They did. Shea started playing with Jalen Chatfield. Mm. You had noticed that. And then I said, hey, Shea's playing with Jaden Chatfield. And you went, yeah, I just said that. I also gave you credit for alerting Andrei Svechnikov that the puck was sitting in the paint behind Anton Forsberg.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful moment for
you. It was one of those situations where it's like when you're at home and you see it on TV and you know they can't hear you, but you're yelling at them. It's right there. It's right there.
That's exactly what you said. It's right there. You said it quick. You jumped on it.
Yeah, I saw
good
it.
Good for you.
I saw it.
That was good for you. So that was, they gave up. There were two own goals. Mm-hmm. The second goal and the third goal were own goals. But the first goal and the third goal were avoidable plays.
Yeah.
That they didn't avoid.
Yeah, no doubt. And the first one came off of a great chance by Carolina. Seth Jarvis centering out front for Jesper Fast, I believe. And Forsberg basically kicked it out to Tyler Ennis, I think. Or was it Tyler Ennis?
Yeah. Yes. Was it Ennis? No, it wasn't. It was Tyler Ennis.
Yeah, it's Tyler Ennis, who then throws it off the wall, I think, to Formanton, who breaks in on a little breakaway. You know, the other thing about Brendan is it looked like he tried to take a penalty. And didn't.
Poorly.
So, yeah. I mean, listen, man, if you're going to try to take a penalty, take the dude out.
Yeah. Tyler Ennis had two assists tonight.
Yeah. And Formanton had two goals. So,
would you say it was a vintage performance by Formanton?
It was, just like I remember him. Hurricanes killer.
It's his first ever two-goal game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough outcome tonight. And you do look back at those two goals. I mean, you also look at just the fact that you tied the game up in the third, and then gave it right back on some weak sauce, man.
Yeah.
Just what felt like some weak sauce. And
you put Stahl line out there to take the faceoff.
You know, and for me, the thing is, the question is, how do you get over these scoring woes, right? Because if you are doing all the right things and you're getting the chances, then it just becomes about finishing. And they have guys that can finish. They also have finished guys. But I think what it's going to come down to is you got to get the greasy ones, man. You got to get the simple ones. Maybe not simple, but you know, the one they scored, the Svech goal. You got to get more of those.
More
rebound goals, more putbacks, more trash, more bounce, you know. You got to get more of those things. I mean, it's not going to remedy itself. Mm-mm. With the other, the pretty goals.
You're not going to pretty your way out of this.
And this team has a propensity to look for those goals. I mean, they overpass like no other. And it's great when it works.
Sure.
And I don't want to strip these players of what makes them good, but it's got to be more direct. It's got to be more just middle of the ice rebound type. I mean, that's and then you let the other ones come. Like, once you start picking up these greasy goals, that's when you start getting all the, you know, the one timers and the wristers with, you know, CNI wristers and all that kind of stuff. So to me, that's the answer, is figure out a way to get more pucks to the net, get more traffic, get more rebounds, seconds, thirds, fourths, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's we're sitting up here in the press box, and they have the replay of the game on right now. So the power play, the first period power play, Svech had two great chances. One, there was so much traffic in front that he couldn't get the shot through, and it wasn't just Carolina Hurricane traffic; it was Ottawa Senator traffic too. And then the puck retrieval, and he gets it, and he just whistles a wrister that looked like it hit crossbar and post. It was those types of things. But, you know, I think they played very well tonight. The power play looked good tonight.
I like the power play.
They were 1-for-4. They finally got a goal. I mean, Ottawa was terrible on the kill. The power play looked good, even without D'Angelo. Slavin did a halfway decent job on the power play goal when they scored, which was Teuvo Teravainen's 100th career goal. The Slavin hustles to keep the puck in the zone, Gives a little tap to Aho, who circles around back, sort of drifts down the slot, finds Teravainen for the one-timer. And you could feel it. You could feel the goal coming. And you could, meaning you could feel the second one coming, because all of a sudden, and it happened, it was quick. It was like a minute 45 later. And then 19 seconds later, it's 3-2.
I mean, that's the thing, is you get the building going. The building wasn't really going at all tonight. And, you know, that's, to me, that's on the players. Like, there's, for more than anything, like, there's only so much the crowd can do. There's only so much the in-game production team can do to get the crowd going before the team's got to do good stuff to make the crowd cheer. So it was, like, for me, mostly a dead building. I mean, it's Ottawa on a Thursday night, so the crowd wasn't here. Although, I thought it was a pretty good crowd. I didn't think it was that bad. I've seen much worse here before.
Look, it was the second period, I think, that sucked the life out of everybody, because the second period was kind of dead.
Oh, the second period was just exercise.
Ottawa was better than Carolina, but just marginally you know, Carolina was better in the third. But I don't think Carolina was better in the third than they were in the first.
But to get two goals in a minute 45, the building's up, and just give it away in the third is just, it's brutal. I mean, you just can't do that.
And the goal that Ottawa scored to go up 3-2
is,
there's Minter is still announcing the goal.
Yeah.
Svechnikov and Sebastian Aho.
I didn't know if you had realized they scored.
Ottawa? Yeah, I did. Yeah. I saw that whole thing developing. You could see it coming right off the wall at center ice.
God, brutal.
Ian Cole and Jordan Staal. It was not good.
Yeah. I think people know by now that we don't, you know, we're not strokes for the team. So I hope we've built up enough trust in that department that people understand that they really did play pretty well. They're just not winning. They're not scoring.
Yeah.
And that's really been a theme. I mean, and it goes to the individuals, too, because I think there have been individuals that have been, like, I thought Svechnikov was really good tonight.
Oh, Andre was their best player tonight.
Yeah, easily. But he's been good a lot.
Or Slavin.
And hasn't scored.
Yeah. But good for him getting a goal. And here's the thing. You had asked me in the second intermission, who needs the goal? Mm-hmm. And the answer is Svechnikov. Or who would I want to see? Because I think Svechnikov, once it starts going in again, I think Andre could go on a tear.
The hose gets unkinked.
Right. We need that. We all do, to be honest.
We do.
Stopped up. I also think that could help Aho.
And he has such a heavy release, does Svechnikov. Listen.
I think it's a quick release, too.
Yeah.
But he's a young man.
That's right.
So, you know,
he can
shoot over and over again with that quick release. But I think it would be good for Aho to see Svech start scoring again. I also think, and we saw it tonight, you saw Svechnikov, Aho, and Natchez. I actually think that Rod's going to go back. I just have this feeling that he's going to go back and put Teravainen on that line. Because I thought if anybody kind of struggled tonight, it was Natchez. He had 5 giveaways tonight. He's been a little bit of an adventure with the puck. But I think we're going to see Svechnikov, Aho, and Teravainen reunite. I like the fact that Jarvis looked like he overcame maybe the last couple, because I think he was better in Dallas than he was against Washington, but he was much better tonight. He still has some issues he'll get big boyed off the puck.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of a little boy at this point.
He needs some... There's some growth to be had for him.
But I thought he was much better tonight. He started the night on the left side. I think he ended the night back on the right side. But he should be able to play, and it should be good for scorers to play your offside. You know?
Your stick's in the middle of the ice, so.
Better angle to shoot.
Yeah.
Right? You get more of the net if you're shooting on your off wing. The way Andre scored the goal, I think, is important, because it's a little bit positive reinforcement that that's the place in the ice you should be. Maybe you shouldn't spend so much time on the, near the wall. Maybe you should be kind of in the middle of the action here. And I'd like to see it. I also think at some point in his career, he's going to be on the right side too, because that's what he was in junior hockey. He played on the right. But they put him on the left for defensive purposes. But again, was he your first star? I don't do Svech. Stars and they lose. Who was your first star?
Svech.
Yeah. Who are your other stars?
I had Aho and Teravainen.
Okay. Not Slayton played 29-30. You couldn't give him a star.
I could have. Yeah, I could have.
Come on, man.
I was looking.
What a rough room.
I mean, I saw Teravainen. I mean, it is. Teravainen with 8 shots.
Yeah.
Aho with 6 shots. He was a plus in the faceoff circle tonight. I mean, listen, I thought Teravainen played well.
Yeah.
He needed an extra foot on the goal early in the game. He hit the side of the net twice within about 5 minutes of each other.
He did.
So, I just want those guys to, I mean, there are some situations that befuddle you when those guys all get the puck. And they get, there was like a 4-on-2 they screwed up.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
There's other situations where they got to be more selfish, man.
And there was Svech and Natchez came in. I mean, it wasn't really a 2-on-1, but where they ended up with the puck, it was a 2-on-1. And, like, they were passing the puck. Like, would somebody just shoot it?
Yeah, shoot the puck.
And they didn't even get a shot.
Without being shoot it guy.
Yeah.
Like, be selfish.
Now,
Svech especially for me. Like, I just want to see him just demand it a little more, just be a little more selfish with it.
And here's the benefit, the added benefit to the Svechnikov goal, is that the way he scored it, is that if that's in your head that, oh, look, I can do that, mm-hmm. then that kind of rubs off on everybody else. So Svech maybe shoots the puck earlier in the situation we're talking about, and Natchez is there for a rebound. So that's what they have to – that's the only way you're going to get out of this. You're not going to get out of it, as we were talking about, by passing the puck around, although it was good passing on the power play.
They should be good on the power play passing the puck.
Yeah. Jalen Chatfield had 6 shot attempts, 4 on goal, 2 hits. Lajoie, 8 shot attempts tonight, 3 on goal.
Wow.
Yeah, Lajoie and Chatfield were pretty good tonight. They were –
I liked them.
They were obviously better than Brendan Smith. We were talking about this. I wouldn't be surprised if Ethan Bear's going to draw back in maybe Saturday. If not Saturday, then was it Tuesday in Winnipeg? I think the road trip starts Tuesday in Winnipeg, mm-hmm. right?
Yes. Our first 2-day break in a while.
Yeah, look at that. So if it starts Tuesday in Winnipeg, if that's where Ethan Bear draws back in, I think Jalen Chatfield stays in a lineup. If for no other reason to give him a second right shot guy on the blue line. But, I mean, Lajoie's been okay, but I've liked Chatfield's game. Lajoie was better tonight than he was in Dallas. Chatfield probably wasn't as good tonight as he was in Dallas. I thought Jalen Chatfield was really good in Dallas. But I like what he's brought.
No, he's physical, he's aggressive, he's not scared. He gets in the play. I mean, he's calling for the puck down there in the third period down
right.
by the goal, had a scoring chance there. So
yeah.
I kind of like that about him, is that, you know, even though you're coming up, you're sort of walking into an unfamiliar room, that you're just kind of jumping right in
yep.
instead of tiptoeing around it. You know?
He started calling for the puck. Shea hesitated, then eventually did throw the puck to him. But there was a defender there. I think either got in the way of the shot. But look, the fact that Jalen Chatfield was there,
he hustles. He's got good compete to him.
I like him.
Yeah, I like him too.
I like him. He's got a little bit of NHL experience. He played 18 games with Vancouver.
And I gotta imagine,
a year ago,
I would think Ethan Bear will play in Winnipeg at minimum, because gotta get him in the Edmonton game. I mean, he's going up to play his old team.
Oh, yes, because you have to play against your former team.
And you gotta have him warmed up for that game.
Will there be a video in Edmonton for Ethan Bear?
God forbid we don't reach for a narrative when the Canes go to Edmonton.
Oh, never mind. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna do that. All right. So Ottawa, by the way, blocked 21 shots tonight. 49 shots on goal. 49 scoring chances for Carolina.
Yeah, the numbers are staggering.
24 at high danger. I mean, it should have been a win.
Should have been.
Should have been a win. Wasn't a win.
Should have been. Hockey, man.
It is hockey.
It's weird.
You have any? Do you have any overriding thoughts other than should have been a win?
No, not really. I mean, I just feel the same as Rod. You know, it's don't really. There's not really much else to say, because You just sound like a broken record after a while, and...
And nobody wants to hear it.
And nobody wants to hear it.
They just want to be mad, which is fine. I got no problem with it.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, it is fine, but, and it, you know, I understand the results-based nature of it, too. Like, I don't want to dismiss that. Like, it's not relevant, because I think it is relevant. I mean, moral victories are exactly what they are, moral victories.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, people said panic time. Like, I'm not panicking. Really?
No.
I don't
they're
feel...
They're 15-6-1.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think
we take that record at the beginning of the year.
I disagree with that one guy that was in your mentions that they're not a playoff team. I still think they're a playoff team. You know, the 9-0 start, we talked about at the time, the competition they played wasn't really that great. So it's not like we weren't paying attention to who they were playing.
But also, do you remember the 9-0 start? Do you remember two of the goals against Chicago, two of the goals against Boston,
I mentioned
right?
this on the aftermath. Like, a lot of the stuff that's happening to them right now was the stuff that they were doing at the beginning of the year.
And that's okay.
And that's the way the season ebbs and flows.
Exactly.
I mean, you're going to have these runs. I mean, you're going to have these runs where you got to fight for it a little more. You're going to have runs where things go easy for you. You're going to have games that you shouldn't win that you win. You're going to have games that you don't win that you should win. I think I said that right. If I didn't, you know what I mean. So it's... So I mean, I'm not really, there's no real concern level for me because I do see the game there. And tonight's probably not the best litmus test just because it's Edmonton and they stink.
Or Ottawa.
I'm sorry, Ottawa.
Edmonton's good.
Yeah, Edmonton is good. So probably.
That's going to be fun, by the way.
They need to get a win Saturday, I think, against Buffalo.
I mean, they really needed a win tonight.
They did.
But yes,
I mean, they needed a win tonight.
You're right. They
need to get a win on. I mean, we talk about tonight being, you know, you got to get 2 points tonight. They didn't get it. They got to get 2 points on Saturday. They got to get.
Yes, they do.
I mean, they got to get two on Saturday.
And here's the thing: it's okay to win a game 2-1.
Yeah,
I mean, you scored two tonight. This is now 9 of the last 13. They've scored two or fewer.
Yeah,
they're 6-6-1 in these 13 games. I mean, you have to. It doesn't matter if you're going to score two. Win a game 2-1.
Yeah, I mean, that's my only concern is just you're going out on this road, another 5-game road trip.
You're against?
Playing good teams.
All good teams.
Yeah, I mean,
Vancouver's the worst team, and I think Vancouver's good.
Well, look, I mean, Vancouver's got 8 wins. The team they lost to tonight had 4 coming in.
Vancouver's twice as good
right.
as the Ottawa Senators.
Exactly.
But again, Vancouver was supposed to be good. I mean, they've got good young players that are not playing well at this point. Like, Pettersson should be better than he is.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been. But
I mean, Calgary and Edmonton are going to be...
Winnipeg is a contender in the Central. Minnesota's the end of the road trip. I think they lead the Central right now. I'm just looking at the standing. Yeah, Minnesota leads the Central. Winnipeg is actually 10-8-4. They must have gone into a little bit of a spin here. 4-5-1 in their last 10. But you're playing Edmonton, who might be the best team in the entire Western Conference, mm-hmm. And Calgary, who's a point behind them.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's. I think we said before, if you told me right now, if you asked, what would you like out of this road trip? If I could get 6 points out of that road trip, I'll take it.
That's what I said. I said 5 out of 10 or 6 out of 10.
Oh, my gosh. If you can get 6 points, that would be like stealing.
Yeah, 100%.
Move and just race home and play some home games finally. Because at some point, like that's the other thing that we haven't talked about, and we have to end this. The Hurricanes have basically played fewer home games than anybody else in the league. Except for the Islanders.
So many games on the road.
Except for the Islanders, I mean, who have only played now, what, 4 games at home? And I think they lost again tonight, but at least they got a point. They lost in overtime to San Jose.
You know what stinks? Or maybe it's good. I don't know. It kind of stinks. Next week, they play back-to-back Saturday, Sunday, both 10 o'clock starts.
Yes. All 10 o'clock starts stink.
Yes.
At least one is on Saturday.
Right.
But I don't like the Sunday back-to-back. I don't like either of those, to be honest.
No, neither do I. And then the next week they play another Saturday and Sunday back-to-back.
But not at 10 o'clock.
Not at 10 o'clock, but still.
Yeah.
It's the whole weekend.
Ruins your whole weekend.
Yeah. That's going to be a long 2-week stretch for us.
Yeah.
So right before we both take the rest of the year off.
So after tomorrow, they will have played 10 home games, 13 on the road, and then they will play their next 5 on the road. So it'll be 10 home games and 18 on the road to start the season.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where they are after that stretch. But I'm not discouraged by, what the team that I saw tonight, and even though I sort of disagree, I think that the Dallas game was different. I don't think the Dallas game was as good for Carolina offensively as the numbers indicate. But they obviously played well enough to win the game. They should have beaten Seattle, probably should have beaten San Jose based on the way that game played out. I thought they got tired late and they ended up losing it in overtime, but they got a point out of it. You know, it's hockey. The puck doesn't bounce right. But at least they scored 4 goals tonight. Just 2 on their own goal.
That's right. Things are looking up.
All right, you should go home.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Go home to your...
time is it? Is there time for a drink? Man, I'm not even going to get to drink tonight.
Oh, why not?
Because by the time I get home, it's going to be like 11:45.
Think 11. How great you'll sleep.
Yeah. Too much to do tomorrow, I guess.
That's it.
All right, well...
That was Alec Campbell, ladies and gentlemen.
See you later.
So that was a treat. It was basically just free-form conversation between me and Alec Campbell. And I want you to hear what I heard at the end as Ottawa was taking a 3-2 lead.
You knew it was coming, but...
Now here comes Ottawa. Patterson sends it ahead. Norris in the back. Headshot. Stopped by Ratsa. Rebound. Score. Drake Patterson comes right back. And Ottawa's back in front. Just like that.
See? Minter is announcing the goal as Ottawa is taking the lead back. I don't know how Minter didn't stop and say, holy blank. How did that happen so quick? Unfortunately, it did. And that is the nature of tonight's game. To all of you who are frustrated with a win, with the loss, I feel you. It's frustrating. It's frustrating for all the players, too, and the head coach. You could tell after the game. But in terms of how they played was fine. It was better than fine. It should have produced a win. But when you're not, when things aren't bouncing your way, you don't get the bounce to the right spot when you do have some traffic in front, because Carolina had plenty of opportunities to score, especially in the first period. So you don't get that bounce. It bounces maybe a foot further left or further right rather than near where your stick is. You can get it, or you have to go collect it. You have to reach back here. So just wasn't working out. But especially the first period, I thought Carolina was just absolutely dynamite. But they need better out of Brady Shea. They need better out of Brendan Smith. And for the second straight, I think it was the second straight game, you're doing some good things, and then you give up a goal you shouldn't give up. So you make it 2-2. This was what happened against Washington. Of course, that was a power play goal, but you just have to be able to finish it. Here, what happened against Washington, which led to the power play goal, is right after you tie it and you're dominating and you give up the odd man chance. Out of nowhere, Washington's doing nothing the entire period. You give up the odd man chance, and all of a sudden, Seth Jarvis has to take a penalty. So they got to clean up those types of things. But this was an opportunity. This should have been a win tonight. It just wasn't. So we'll all get over it, and feel free. Have a drink. I might. Tomorrow's Friday. Isn't that great? The Aluminum Company of North Carolina brings you the Canes Corner podcast. If it's for the exterior of your home, if you need siding, they got siding. Roofing, they got roofing. Gutter helmets. I know it sounds like a weird object, but you'll never have to get on a ladder and clean your gutters again. Lifetime warranty. Best company. They make your home beautiful and energy efficient, and they do an amazing job. Free no obligation estimate online, aluminumcompany.com. Follow the Canes Corner podcast wherever you get your podcast. Let us know what you think. And we do this after every Hurricanes game. Don't you know? Kane scored four times. Two on their goalie, two on ours. Not good. Not good. Canes lose to the Ottawa Senators 3-2. Next, the Buffalo Sabres. Got to find out if Kevin Adams is coming to town. We'll talk to you after Saturday's game. Bye.
This has been the Canes Corner Podcast with Adam Gold, presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. You can listen to this podcast at WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.